Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and for our next segment, we have a special guest in studio from Fort Riley. It is Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month, and joining us in studio today is Timothy Morgan, Fort Riley's Anti-Terrorism Officer. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. A pleasure to have you on here, and we see here the U.S. Army has designated August as Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month, and maybe you could kind of give us a little background on that and why August?
Well, you know, August is just kind of a month, leading into some of the more significant terrorist events we've had in the past, 9/11 and things like that. So, really it's a time to just kind of, heighten our awareness, remind people not to be complacent. As we move into September, school's getting back in session, lots of things are just kind of, summer's winding down. So it's a good time to really, re-energize people about anti-terrorism. And we do quarterly themes and so forth throughout the year. But anti-terrorism month in August is really the icing on the cake to kind of reinvigorate the program.
Okay. Why should we be concerned if we're not part of the military or affiliated with Fort Riley?
Well, Fort Riley itself is, it's a key part of the community here in the Flint Hills and everybody kind of has a stake in it, Kansas State University, some of our other, large institutions in the area, these are kind of, key components of what happens in the Flint Hills on a daily basis. So, everybody has a stake in, somebody planning something or trying to do something to Fort Riley. So, you could, just be a, totally unaffiliated. You might not even know anybody at Fort Riley, but, you may see something where somebody's looking to, harm Fort Riley and, you'd definitely be able to help, put that piece of the puzzle together. So, the authorities can, interdict and stop anything from happening.
All right. And that's probably good to note here. I mean, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of September 11th next month. And, anytime we have anniversaries, and I don't know if that is usually a more desirable thing for people to go out and commit heinous acts or not. But, you have this iWatch program, and that sounds like a pretty good tool to kind of help thwart off any potential dangerous events.
Absolutely. The iWatch tool is key, and I'll just go back to what you were saying about 9/11 and the 20-year anniversary. Symbolic events are definitely something that terrorists look for, so the 20th anniversary would be something, probably desirable for somebody to try and attack. And the iWatch program is in place to provide an avenue for people to report what they see. So, if you see something, say something. That's the motto of iWatch. And, sometimes you might not be completely sure whether you should report it or maybe you just don't want to, get your name out there for one reason or another. But, the iWatch allows you to make an anonymous report that goes to the authorities. So, what you see in the community, could just be a piece of a puzzle. But once you provide that tidbit, it might be, what cracks the case. And I mean, I can give a couple of examples of, where this has really come into play. I mean, if you look at New Jersey back in 2007, and they had the Fort Dix 6 attack that was thwarted by the FBI. It was a video store clerk that saw something and reported it and, gave the final piece of the puzzle to the FBI. Just this year in Seattle, there was somebody interested in joining ISIS, and it was concerned community members that provided the information to the FBI to, through various sources, either calling their local police or through anonymous reporting means in other communities. But the community at large is really the key component for any successful anti-terrorism program, and our iWatch program provides a tool for those for anybody to make a report.
Well, the ability to stay anonymous is probably huge in this, because I think anybody that sees something wants to make sure that they're not going to be a target.
Absolutely, and that's completely understandable. And if you call the local police department, you know, there's a pretty good chance you know your information's not going to be out there. But you know, sometimes you know you might not feel comfortable with that, and the iWatch provides that avenue.
Well, if we're all going to be vigilant, what should we be looking for? What would you say?
Well, there's lots of things to look for, you know, and I know everybody's not going to walk around with a list. You know, I'm like, yeah. Oh, man, you know, that's something that I should be looking for. But, you know, some of the things that, you know, really should draw attention, you know, if you see somebody, drawing or measuring, you know, important buildings in your community, you know, strangers asking questions about security procedures. And, you know, with Fort Riley, that could be common. I mean, if I'm new to the community here, I might ask, how do I get on base? And that's not necessarily an indicator. But if I start asking about, you know, what do the guards do and things like that, that might be something you might be a little bit suspicious. You know, unattended packages, briefcases, suitcases, you know, vehicles in no parking zones by buildings. Intruders in secure areas where they don't belong. Purchasing supplies. You know, maybe you're at a store and you notice people trying to, you know, purchase supplies. You know, look like a security guard at a local facility or security guard on Fort Riley, something like that. And then finally, you know, maybe something odd like wearing, you know, today's 100 and I listened to the radio all morning, you know, you guys were not happy about the weather. And,
no.
And, you know, if you see somebody walking around in a trench coat today, that's pretty obvious. You know, maybe something's a little off here today.
That's a very good point there. And, you know, you bring up the fact that, you know, sometimes cars are parked in weird spots. And a lot of times it may be nothing. But even if you report it, at least then everyone gets the peace of mind, and it's not an inconvenience for people to go out and investigate something like that.
Absolutely not. You know, we have some great law enforcement partners in the community, Riley County Police, Junction City Police, you know, the county sheriffs. You know, they don't have a problem with that. Our Fort Riley Police are fantastic. You know, our investigators are, you know, we just have a great team in the community that works together, and nobody's going to have a problem checking out, you know, a piece of information that's provided by the public.
All right. So if we do have concerns or suspicions, what's protocol? Who do we call first?
Well, you really want to call the police. So, you know, on Fort Riley, you call 785-239-6767 or 239-MP-MP. You know, if you're in the community, and you could call the Riley County Police or Junction City Police. And again, you know, the iWatch is available, you know, if you don't want to make those reports directly. If it's an emergency, though, you definitely want to call the police. I mean, the iWatch, you know, the information gets to where it needs to get to, but, you know, you can't necessarily count on that. It'll be immediately received and acted upon.
Okay. And speaking of iWatch, where is that just readily available in the App Store then?
So if you want to get on iWatch, it's available to the public, but you go to www.home.army/Riley. Okay. And I might have butchered that a little bit, but home.army.mil/Riley.
All right. And if you Google,
sorry about that.
That's all right. If you Google Fort Riley, it'll come up.
I'm a Google guy. I'd Google it. Yeah.
That's what I do most of the time, too. All right. Well, that's good information. If people want to learn more about anti-terrorism, what can we do?
So, you know, on Fort Riley, community members, personnel associated with Fort Riley, you do your anti-terrorism level one training. Make sure you stay up on that level one training. If you're not associated, there's some great information. And something that I look at regularly is the National Terrorism Alert System, NTAS, through DHS. And, you know, that's really a great tool to, you know, provide you information, you know. And that's one of the key things that you can do. And I didn't say it, but, you know, just stay up to date on that kind of stuff. And but, you know, look at the NTAS on DHS. you know, they kind of provide some great tips, you know, for everybody to do, you know. But some of the key things that you could do is make note of your surroundings and security personnel, and then just be prepared for emergency situations and know what you're going to do. Have a plan, and that could, you know, that goes with our storm seasons to terrorism, you know. Be ready.
Okay. Well, Timothy Morgan, again, Fort Riley Anti-Terrorism Officer, has been our guest. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.
That's going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow, we'll be talking with Riley and Geary County Schools Superintendents. We're looking forward to that tomorrow.